Worldview, are you trying to build a life on a foundation of misery? If you ever decided that you wanted to live your life in a particular way, successful, joyful, productive, fulfilling, you would want to choose a worldview that could create the perfect foundation for that type of life, the life of your choosing. But you never decided, and you never chose. You have a worldview, or maybe a worldview is you. Worldview is a particular interpretation of life, of creation, of power, of choice, of freedom, of other people, of nature, of what is important and what isn't, of what is agreed upon and what isn't. Depending on the worldview, only certain actions and certain things can be present. It's like a stage in a play, you can't put there stuff that doesn't belong, that doesn't have a role. On the stage, if there is a gun there, you can be sure it will be used during the story. I read that somewhere about Chekhov's plays. Religion is a worldview. It is the kind of worldview where you ask for stuff, and it is given. Where you live by some rules and regulations, or if you don't, you are a sinner. Religion doesn't expect you to drive your own life. Religion wants you to be a passenger in your life. An effect, not a cause. When I did my own looking to answer this question, when I looked to see what worldview would give me the best chance to live life worth living, I saw that given that I grew up in a socialist country, Hungary, I came from a and Krat, religion and Krat, of Marxism, materialism. This means that there is no soul, there is no spirit, there is no meaning to life. But there are principles. Then I looked to see if the religion of my ancestors, Judaism, would be a good religion, a good worldview. I spent a year studying in a yeshiva, a school teaching Judaism, to see if I'd want to choose Judaism as my worldview. For a year I did almost everything a religious Jew would do. Except prayer. I could not make myself pray. My principle is that the only way for you to decide if something is right or wrong for you is to try. If you immerse yourself in it, and choose from the inside. Luckily some things can also be tried and experienced in the imagination. I didn't mean fantasy world, I meant with your imagination. Judaism wasn't right for me. The idea of a possessive, control-freak God did not work for me. In fact, most of the principles I was proud of, conflicted with Judaism. Like the principle, life first, everything only second. Religion can only be second. I have later tested a lot of worldviews, Zen, create with your thoughts, yeah, that's a religion, law of attraction, yeah, this is also a religion, Kabbalah, numerology, astrology, and more. Worldviews serve one purpose, to create a sense of control over the uncontrollable, unpredictable, chaotic reality. A sense. Not control. No worldview is accurate. If you stopped hoping for a second, you'd see that your worldview has holes, controversies, uncertainties, unpredictabilities. You blame yourself, you say that your faith is not strong enough, that your desire is not strong enough, that your thinking is not focused enough. But it is all BS. Sorry to burst your bubble. The happiest people are guided by principles. If it is to be, it is up to me. Whatever works. It's not personal, i.e. nothing ever happened to you. 1. The first one is obvious, you are the power, you have the power, and your actions, your attitude, your beingness bring about what you desire to bring about. If it is ever to be, it is up to me. 2. Whatever works. This is, I bet, is not so clear. Because it doesn't look like a worldview. There is no certainty built into it. There is no God, angels, or anything of the sort. The second principle asks you to use your faculties to decide if the move, a tool, an idea is going to work for you, or not. The fact that it works for others is not important. You are unique, and you have no idea what the people for whom it worked did, thought, felt, what was their beingness, their attitude, etc. The fact that something worked for others isn't at all relevant for you. Or not really. Of course there are exceptions, once a world record is broken, lots of people are able to break it in a short time. The limitation was a myth. And personal exceptions, once you take an action that you thought you could not, you can take it again and again. You, again, broke a myth. If you pay attention, what caused these breakthroughs, to go past an imaginary limitation, are actions, not voodoo. Accepting that is the truth is one of the concepts that work. The moment you truly accept it, you become free of the lure of charlatans, frauds, fakes, that sell snake oil to soothe your anguish. Charlatans that claim that you can change your beliefs with energy from them, and charge you an arm and a leg for the favor of doing it for you. Courses like the Unlimited Abundance are taking advantage of your magical thinking, your lack of willingness to take responsibility for your actions. If you took the time to look at the testimonials, all of them say the same thing: I did something and it worked. Was that from the Course, or the energies? Yes and no. The Course may have worked as the example I gave above, the breaking of the sports record. A glimpse that anyone can do it. But a glimpse that doesn't bring about an action that is new, that is going for it, will be an insight, and insights are a dime a dozen. Really? Insights are a dime a dozen. Only actions produce results. And actions belong to the daring, not to the cowards. If your worldview is primarily such, that you are waiting for something to happen to you, that you are waiting for someone to hand something to you, you are the 99% of humanity, the 99% that is unhappy, unfulfilled, waiting to die. The worldview I teach features you as the hero, where your life, the quality of your life, only depends on you. Of course, I help you become the kind of person who will. I help you become a person who can. Obey yourself in the playground, with the unconditional love activator, with the winning and keeping love activator. I help you to become energetically free to soar by removing attachments if you have any. I help you become free and flexible through adjusting your predatory genes. I provide the tools so that you can have the energy to act through energizing your cell's water energizer. I train you to be present, see the big picture, so the action is an effective action and other energetic activators. So you can take actions that take you somewhere, that cause fulfillment, that will ultimately make your life worth living. Instead of vegetating. P.S. In my quest to develop a worldview that can take me to my goal, become a human being, fully awakening and using the human being capacities embedded in our genes, I am using all my readings, all my movies and Netflix series to take on habits, principles, that can further me in my quest. My newest hero is Genghis Khan. I am blown away by him. I want to be like him when I grow up. In my upcoming What's the Truth About You, What's Missing workshop, we'll look, together, what is your worldview, and what it is that you could bring to life that would make a huge difference, maybe even transform your life. It is an interactive workshop, so if you don't want to participate, don't sign up, please. Also, if your microphone doesn't work, or doesn't work well, don't sign up. If you are at work and can't talk, don't sign up. If you haven't done your starting point measurements, please don't sign up. Okay, now that we have removed 99% of all readers of this article, if you have gotten this far, maybe you should sign up. Tomorrow, Saturday, 10 a.m. EST, New York time. Go to step 2. Go to https://www.yourvibration.com/1/missing/. The workshop is free. Nothing to buy, nothing sold. It is not a sales call.